I am visiting here in Markerville with Daniel Morkeberg, a Dane who has lived here in this Icelandic community for over 50 years and has almost become an Icelander. Tell me, Mr. Morkeberg, where were you born and when?
I was born in Denmark. In 1870.
So you are almost 85 now.
I'm 85 now, the 2nd of August.
I see. And when did you come to North America?
I came to North America in 1892.
And what brought you here?
The same as everybody else, going to make some money and go home and buy a big estate and settle down.
And you made the money, but you never returned.
No, I never made the money, so I didn't return.
All right. And where did you live in the States to start with?
Oh, I lived in different states that time. Starting creameries and different states in Ohio, and Pennsylvania, and Iowa, and then I was in Kansas, and then I come up to Alberta in 1898.
And right here to Markerville?
No, I came into Markerville in 1899. And started the creamery here for the Icelanders. I was asked to go and start a creamery here and I'll stay just for 3 or 4 months and then to go some other place.
But here you are.
But here I am yet, you see.
After 57 years, or about that.
About that, yeah.
And
the time I came here, there was only 30 Icelandic families, and there was nobody else here. That's why I was told that I wouldn't like it here and only stay for 3 or 4 months. But I liked the people, and they seemed to like me, so I stayed on. There was 2 cheese factories that time, small cheese factories. But there was no market for the cheese. And so the Icelanders, they asked the government at that time, the Dominion government, if they would loan them money to start a creamery, if they could make butter, and the butter could be sold outside of Alberta, because there was no market for either butter and cheese in Alberta. And
and this loan was granted?
Yeah, the loan was granted and it was paid back in a very short time. And we started, when I came here, we started a company. And Stevenson, he became the secretary and I was the president, and we started this company, and through our effort we got this loan, and it was paid back with at 1 cent a pound of butter that was made in the factory. We closed the 2 cheese factories and just started one creamery.
And so you learned to know Stephenson quite well, I suppose.
Oh, I knew him very well, yeah. He was a wonderful man, you know. He was a real man, a real pioneer, and a good man.
And he was very active as a secretary.
Oh, very, very active, yeah, very active.
How often did you have meetings?
The creamery meetings?
Yes.
Oh, him and I, we talked it all from there every day, you know. We were not very far apart. And he came to the creamery. I came to his place. We visited where the families visited together, you see.
And would you describe him as you remember him?
Well, how do you mean?
His
appearance?
Yes, his appearance.
Well, he was a very quiet sort of a fellow, you know. He never made much noise of any kind, but whatever he said, you could always depend on it, you know. He was very dependable. And him and I, we were the first people who raised any grain on this side of the Red Deer River. And we had quite a time to get it threshed, you see, and even to get it cut. To start with, we flailed it. We threshed the grain with a flail. And later on, we got a fellow in with a horse threshing outfit. He had 6 horses on. And of course, everybody, they wanted to see this threshing. And we had lots of visitors to see the threshing done. And everybody brought horses, either teams or saddle horses. And by the time we got what little grain we had threshed, you know, the horses almost eat it all up. But anyway, that was a start.
Yes, the settlement was, most of the settlement was east of the river.
Yes, most of them were east of the river, but there was some west of the river.
And you were, as you said, among the first to settle on this side, west side of the
river. Well, no, there were some settled on the west side of the river. There were several of them. There was Maxons and Bjornsson, Bjesse Bjornsson, and Chris Christensen, that was Stevenson's brother-in-law.
Yes, that's true, married his sister.
Yeah, several up there.
What would you discuss? Would you discuss poetry? It would have been difficult because all his poetry was in Icelandic, and can you read Icelandic?
No. No, I can't read Icelandic.
And I think he perhaps didn't discuss his work.
No,
very
he didn't discuss the poetry with me, you know.
But did you realize how much?
Oh, yes. You see, he had some translated in English. And
you learned to know his
yeah.
work.
Oh, yeah.
Partly
yeah.
through translations.
Yeah.
The post office, wasn't the post office down here in Markerville for a long time?
To start with, the post office was a tender stall. That's 3 miles east of here, where Johan Bjornsson was postmaster at that time.
But then it was...
Then later on, we got a post office at Markerville, and that started the little town here at Markerville.
And the people, they had to come in to Markerville for the post.
Oh, yeah.
So I suppose that Stefansson was one of the main customers in the post office?
Well, I suppose he got more mail than anybody else, I suppose.
He took quite a great interest in politics in the province.
No.
He never entered politics.
No, he never entered politics.
He followed it, though.
Oh, yeah. So did all of us, you see.
Because I have seen in his letters that he mentioned that he's discussing politics with his friends sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we discussed politics a lot, too. We didn't agree on politics, him and I, but...
He perhaps was more radical than you.
Yeah. but it didn't interfere with our friendship.